This is Crane Blanchard at joseph1637.com. I wrote a book on prayer. The title is Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. I'm going to be reading excerpts from the book in each podcast. I believe it's time for people to begin praying and learning about God. This is Chapter 1, Developing a Skill, Part 1. When Abraham came to the land that God promised, Lot, Abraham's nephew, came with him. God increased Abraham and Lot's flock so much so that they had no more room for the flocks. Abraham called Lot, and they decided what to do. Abraham gave Lot the first choice about where to go. Lot saw the well-watered plains next to Sodom and Gomorrah, and this is where Lot chose to go. Not everything that looks good is good. The sins of Sodom and Gomorrah had risen before God. Sodom and Gomorrah and three other kings of the Jordan Valley rose up against the king of Elam. They went out in battle array to fight against him. They were defeated. The king of Elam took all that was valuable in Sodom and Gomorrah, including Lot and his family, and almost all the people of Sodom. Someone told Abraham, and he mobilized his army. Yes, Abraham had a trained army of 318 men. Abraham was Chaldean in the land which we call Iraq now. He lived in the city of Ur. He had left his home with 300 families. They walked about 1,400 miles to Hebron, Israel. It would have taken quite some time to walk that route. They had to pass through many countries and pass through bands of marauders. Abraham and his men, each family, were trained in the art of war. When Abraham learned that Lot had been taken, he gathered his 318 men and headed to the army of Elam. By the hand of God, he defeated Elam. He chased them in four different directions. We are talking about a defeated army of thousands of men. Abraham recovered the people and possessions from Sodom and Gomorrah, including Lot and his family. On the way back, Abraham stopped in Jerusalem and tithed to the king of Salem. Abraham's army was trained in the use of swords, bows, arrows, and spears. In Isaiah 2:4, it says that they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. They always had their plowshares and converted them into weapons at any time. Abraham had trained these men in the art of war and farming. As in today's Israeli army, everyone must serve. Today, both men and women serve for 2 years and then in the reserves for the rest of their lives. The same was true in the army of Abraham, except the women didn't serve. We have all heard the expression to gird up your loins. It is a military expression. The Hebrews and almost every man in the ancient Middle East wore long tunics, so when they would do heavy work or go to war, they would gird up their loins. This is pulling up their tunics, wrapping it around their loins, then tying it to their waist. They were called the militia of their day. They were trained in the art of war, battle tactics, and the use of weaponry. They all carried swords, bows and arrows, spears, and shields. Since the time of Abraham, the Hebrews have been trained in the art of war. When Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, God had directed his fate. Genesis 37 is the story of Joseph, one of the sons of Israel and Rachel. Joseph's brothers hated him because he was Israel's favorite son. Instead of killing Joseph, they sold him into slavery. By the hand of God, Joseph rose to prime minister of Egypt. The whole time that Joseph spent in Egypt as a slave, he never lost his faith. Joseph knew that God was with him, and as he prayed and asked God for guidance, God brought a worldwide famine. God showed Joseph in dreams how to prepare for the famine. Joseph saved enough food to feed the rest of the world. The world had to go to Egypt to buy food. This included Joseph's family in Israel. Eventually, Joseph's family moved to Egypt. When Joseph introduced his father and family to Pharaoh, He gave the land of Goshen to them. In this well-watered plain on the eastern side of Egypt, Pharaoh gave this land because they were shepherds, but also the Egyptians hated shepherds. He did it for another reason. The Hebrews were trained in the art of war and could protect the eastern side of Egypt. You have just heard part one of chapter one, Developing a Skill. Please stay tuned for the next part of Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. This is Crane Blanchard at Joseph1637.com, praying that you have a blessed day.